Good morning, how are you? On this fine, fine, beautiful day, I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Continually thank Him, praise Him. If you need those affirmations this morning, I believe I'm divinely guided. Just like you're divinely guided, I believe I'll take the right path. Just like you'll take the right path, and I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way for you in your life, regardless of what is going on. Now, I woke up super late today. We had a lightning storm last night, and I don't know what I did, so I'm kind of hustling this morning. But I'm just going to jump over to Philippians. I always know this one always blesses me, regardless of if I had time to read or not. If you get to chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. This is be delighted or be pleased. Rejoice. We are to be happy and be thankful for what Jesus Christ did for us. This is the Lord is actually the Master Jesus Christ. Be thankful that you're no longer under law. Be thankful that it's about faith, believing. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's over. Rejoice in that. Verse 5, "Let your moderation be experientially known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for not one thing." And I'm going to say that again. We are to be anxious for not one thing, but in everything, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared to God. You are to declare your specific request, praying to God. Never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. And these are prayers of personal need. They're not redundant prayers. When you feel that pang of anxiety, the way to get rid of it is to pray to God. Verse 7, "In the peace of God, surpassing all understanding or thought, shall keep or guard or garrison your hearts or minds through Christ." This guard, the word for guard, there are troops that attack and there are troops that guard. By praying to God, the peace will guard. Those troops that guard will guard your hearts and thoughts from itself. When you start to feel anxious, it's a snowball effect, generally. At least it is with me. If I start thinking about not having money to, again, pay the bills, let's say, then it goes down to, well, if I don't pay the bills, then what happens? Well, then they might take my car. Then they might take my house. If I don't pay my house, then I'll be a failure. I mean, the way you go and the way you roll and the way you snowball, this stops that. That we have such a great God that knows us. When you feel that anxiety, you're not to feel it. Change your mind. If you want a verse that you stick in and hold on to, be anxious for not one thing. This happened to me when I was younger, and I always tell this story. I did not have enough money when I started my first job to, like, eat. You know what I'm saying? Did not make enough money, and I kept thinking of this verse and sticking on this verse. So I would go out when I wanted to go out. I was prudent. I wasn't ridiculous. But I ended up getting a new job the next year, and I needed like $4,000 to pay taxes, and I had it. Be anxious for not one thing, by prayers. And so you pray to God, your prayers of specific need. Finally, brethren, verse 8, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just and pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." What do you think about during the day? What are you dwelling on? You're to think on good, not being anxious. It's not easy. But if you start to apply these verses in your life, you're going to start to get to know God and start to see what's going on. And it is a beautiful life that we live, regardless of this cosmos, regardless of the arrangement. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But all of it is to find God. All of it. Be thankful today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You're alive. You're healthy. You are good. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
other sailors cry.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. And again, I thank you for yesterday. I thank you for just your continual, just how much you bless us and when we need it, how you're there for us. And I thank you for the opportunity, hopefully, to get a little bit of a break. Again, I thank you for my family and the hearts of everyone. I thank you that my sister got home safely. And I just thank you for her time here. And I'm just very, very grateful for the things that have been given to me and my family, and just how much love you have for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.